Hello? Been two games. What do you guys need to fix on offense to get this thing right?
Well, we need to be more effective. We need to stop turning the ball over and score more points.
And which way, I mean, what are some of the ways you think you can do that? Do you guys need to get more out of the run game? Obviously, there's some injuries there and with the line.
Right, yeah. I mean, like I said, we need to score more points. And score more points, you got to score more points. We do. We need to run the ball more effectively. We need to be better throwing the ball. And like I said, turning the ball over just kills you. That eliminates points.
Have you been through a time like this in your stint at Pittsburgh in the past? What pulls a team out of a thing like this? Is there a specific, is there a meeting? Is there a play? Is there a game? What is it?
Well, I think winning pulls a lot of, you know, helps cure a lot of issues. And that's what we need to try and do is get a win. And I've never started a season like this since I've been in Pittsburgh. So it's a challenge for us and one we're not going to back down from.
Given that 0-2 is such unfamiliar turf up there, what is the feeling this week?
Well, you know, we know we've got a tough opponent coming in, and especially offensively for us, they're a really good defense, and so it's going to be, it's not like it's getting any easier. So we need to get on our P's and Q's and focus in.
Hey, Ben, how has your relationship with Todd Haley matured?
Well, it's grown. You know, know each other another year. We talk and communicate, and you know, we both there's give and take, and he listens to my input, and I'm listening to his input, and we just work together a lot better.
Can you understand Antonio Brown's frustrations right now?
Yeah, we're all frustrated. So you know, it's not fun to lose football games.
What are the biggest differences working with Todd as compared with Bruce?
Well, the offense is different, you know, and I knew Bruce very well. Obviously, we worked together for a long time. We had a good friendship as well. So Todd and I are just in our second year working together, so it's growing, and, you know, it's getting better.
When you're in third down situations, it seems, I think your average is, what, 3rd and 6.5, 3rd and 7, something like that? And
yeah.
How much does that limit, I mean, obviously, what you're able to do?
Yeah, it's tough. When you're in those long situations, it really is an advantage to the defense. Rushers can get home, and you got a long way to go. So we have to that's why it's not, you know, when you think about when you're struggling on third down, you look and you don't necessarily have to sit there and try and fix third downs. You got to fix first and second down so you're not putting yourself in third and long situations so much.
What does your offense miss most without Pouncey?
Well, I think just the leadership up front on the offensive line. You know, he's a guy that everyone kind of, all the linemen look to when it comes to his tempo and his aggressiveness and the way he plays the game. I mean, he's, you know, maybe the best center in the game.
Then how much can a quarterback continue to grow and evolve after they've been been in the league as long as, you know, like you or Jay Cutler?
Well, you can all, you know, to me, you're always either improving or you're deteriorating. Never stay the same. So for me, I'm always trying to get better, and that's, you know, with this offense, in the second year, just keep learning it, keep trying to get better, get us in the best, you know, situation possible for the play that's called, and, you know, just keep trying to improve my skills.
Is Todd taking your input right now on things? I mean, I know it's early in the week still, but just on meetings and maybe how you guys can tinker with things to improve with what you have.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually talked yesterday and today, so we've already started that process for this week.
You expecting Heath back this week?
I honestly don't know. We'll see how it goes in practice.
If he is back, what does that add?
Well, to me, he's the best tight end in the game. It helps us in the run game, obviously helps us in the pass game, and just to have another guy that's been there before to be out there will help.
This early in the season, Ben, is it when you see a team on film, you know, on defense, is that pretty much what you expect, or is it, or do you think things can change? The Bears only have 2 sacks. I don't know how defining you see that as.
Well, I think, you know, we look at film from this year, preseason, last year. We try and look at a lot of different things. So, you know, we're always you have to be ready for everything that you've seen so far. And in any NFL game, you have to be ready to make adjustments on the sideline because there's a good chance they're going to throw something at you that you've never seen, and you have to adjust on the fly.
What are your impressions of the Bears defense then from what you've seen?
Very good. You know, physical. Obviously, they create a lot of turnovers, and they make a lot of plays. So it's this is a big time test for us.
Anything else, guys?
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.